Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Fanny Reed, and today we are talking about reaping the harvest. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Mark 4:28. It takes time for faith to develop. You must develop yourself in the kingdom principles. It takes time for seeds to grow. It also takes time for you to develop yourself to believe what you are saying will come to pass. Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood took steps to get to her harvest. You know, that's what we all waiting on, our harvest. The Word of God say we shall reap the harvest if we faint not. The only thing that's going to keep us from fainting if we immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Amen? The woman with the issue of blood, she took four steps. First, she was speaking, acting, receiving, and knowing. All of these things have to take place before you reap your harvest. Before anything changes on the outside, the image inside you must change. You must believe. You got to change your image on the inside. The Word of God said in Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed through the Word of God. Amen? You must continue in the Word. Obey that. That's how you develop your faith. It's not going to happen you read and study today and skip three or four more days, and then you come back and do it again when something happened or something is going on. You have to continue in the Word. In the book of Proverbs, it says, let the Word not depart from your mouth or your eyes. Meditate therein day and night, and we will find health and strength even to the marrow of our bones. You develop your faith. Operating in the principle of God is a way of life. A process. It's not a jingle or a fad. It's a lifestyle. It's the way you live. It's your lifestyle. You live the way the Word say live. You have to be transformed like God say be transformed. And as you begin to operate in the kingdom of God, transformation begin to take place. Matthew 12:34 says, O generation of vipers, how can you be evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasures of the heart bring forth good things. Amen? A good man who has stored treasures, deposit the good word of God, in his heart will bring forth good things. Many times people pray for God to bring forth good things when actually the word says you must do it. You don't expect God to do it, and you haven't done anything. He say, faith without work is dead. You have to work. You have to take the steps, like the woman with the issue of blood. You have to take the steps so the right words can come out of your mouth. But most important of all, they have to go in your heart. The more you meditate, the more you read, the more you study, and the more you begin to act on it. That means live the word. You begin to see your harvest. It's not going to happen before then. You got to follow the steps. The word of God say, do things decent and in order. You can't jump up and say, oh, my harvest is on the way, and you haven't planted any seeds. It's the same way when you're planting a garden. Once you put the seed in the ground, you expect the seed to come up. But it's not going to come up if you're not watering it, attending to it, cleaning up around it. You have to do what it takes to make it grow. You put it in the ground, and when you come back, it's going to be full of thorns and thistles. You will not have no mustard green, which is the seed of faith. Amen. In Luke 12 and 32, Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God designed his kingdom inside you to produce the very thing you need. And Jesus tells how it works. The seed is planted. God has already designed us for these things. In order for it to manifest, we have to do the work. God say everything we need, we already got it. We just have to work it. And that's with anything in life. When you get up in the morning, you go to the job, if you don't work it, it's not going to get done. It's not going to produce a harvest. Whatever you're doing, you got to work it before it produce a harvest. Amen. And Luke, Jesus said, fear not. You know, a lot of times fear keep us away. God said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. The more we read the word, the more we meditate in the word, the more we speak the word, the less fear there is. The more you get into the word, the more the fear would leave away from you. Amen? Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. He has designed his kingdom inside you to produce the very thing you need. God done already fixed us up. It's up to us. When Jesus tells how it works, the seed is planted in the heart by speaking it with the mouth. A man speaks the words of God. The seed into the heart, a plants it into the soil. You got to get it into your heart before it grow. It say, the word of God say, the letter kill it and the spirit give it life. A lot of people are speaking the letter, but it's not in their heart. So once you get it in his heart, it become light. But when it's not in his heart, it's just on your lips. It's just staying there. It's not going anywhere. So you're going to have to get it in your heart. The seed grows into the thing he needs. It becomes, as Jesus said, the full corn in the ear. You apply the principles of God's word by being obedient, believe, speak, and doubt, and also by giving. Amen? If you want to reap a harvest, you're going to have to give too. You can't just speak it and expect it to happen and you haven't done anything. You still got to put the seed in the ground. So you got to plant the seed, whether it's money, time, kindness, love, whatever. If you want a room full of whatever, plant it. And I guarantee you it grow in your heart. Doubt not. When you do this, the kingdom will produce for you by sowing God's word in your heart. Amen. You will get what you have spoken. Amen. It's not gonna grow. It's not gonna get you're not gonna get a harvest if you didn't plant it in the heart first. It has to be in the heart. Amen. In order for the word to produce what he said he was. You can just speak it day and night. But if you don't have it in your heart, you're just wasting your time and God's time. You got to get it in your heart. And the way you get it is through meditating in the word. Read, study, fast, and pray. And as you begin to do that, the manifestation will come in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, y'all. Hallelujah. This is Minister Lily Beat, and I shall be praying Ephesians prayer 17 through 23. Amen. Oh, God, we come before you this afternoon, this morning, thanking you, God, for waking us up still and closing our right mind. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of all of our sins and you have blocked out all of our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have put all things under the feet of Christ Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open the eyes of our understanding that we may see how great you are, how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory the Lord Christ Jesus won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we are seated with the Lord Christ Jesus in the heavenlies. Heavenly Father, by faith and independence upon you, we put off the fleshy works of the old man and stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Christ Jesus provided cleansing from the old nature. We put on ourselves the new man and we stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Christ Jesus has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature with his love. We put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature with his courage. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way, we stand into the victory of the ascension and the glorification of the Lord Christ Jesus, whereby all principalities and powers was made subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our soul. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us and come into our lives, break down every idol, and cast out every foe, and continually lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, open the eyes of our understanding so that we may see all the victory that we already have in you. Father God, let us trust and believe what your words say, Lord. Father God, let us ask and believe what your words say, Lord God. Father God, teach us through the leading of the Holy Spirit to read your word, believe your word, pray your word, fast your word, Lord God. And we all shall be victorious, God, because everything that we need, Lord God, has already been done. God has already went to the cross. He has healed us. He has delivered us. He has already set us free. Father God, opening the eyes of the understanding of your people. Let them learn, Lord God. Let them believe, Lord God, that your principles work, Lord God, because the anointing is on the principles and it will destroy the yokes. Father God, remind us what you said to us in Jeremiah 29:11, that you have a plan for our life. It's a good plan to give us a future and a hope. And Lord God, let us at an expected end. Lord God, let us come with an expectation when we pray and ask for your help in our situations. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information,